Two Stages in the World Drama by Ayako Ikemaru. Being a musician, the stage is a place that gives me very special experiences. At different times, it is different. Some experiences make me tense, some give excitement, some make me nervous, some others are emotional, some touching, some are of joy, and a few of defeat. Presenting art may seem very colorful and exciting, but all kinds of emotions are experienced on the stage by the artists. I used to be extremely self-conscious about my performance for a long time. I was very much conscious of how the listeners would feel, think, talk, and write about my performance. Those who perform arts and music are critiqued in all kinds of ways by everyone. Criticism, constructive or destructive, seems to be an integral part of life in this era. You need to learn to deal with that. At the same time, I was also a very severe self-critic from a very young age. My life has been a series of cycles of constant learning, practice, challenges, competitions, temporary joy, and defeat. Then Raj Yoga happened. From the very beginning itself, being pure and being a yogi fascinated me. Though music always was a healing experience for me, I found that the Raj Yoga lifestyle can transform me into something which could be beyond my expectations. After I began living as a yogi by starting the day with silent meditation, absorbing godly knowledge in the morning early sessions, and following all the disciplines, miraculous changes happened in my life. Even if I want to narrate my experiences of those beautiful changes, it would be impossible as there are too many to share. But I noted with wonder that as I changed my lifestyle by following the teachings of Raja Yoga, it dramatically changed my performance on the stage. I felt increased relaxation, concentration, focus, discipline, less worry about other people's opinion, a greater spontaneity, and confidence. I realized that my whole understanding of performance has shifted to something more beautiful and meaningful. The preparation for the performance was still the same, but I noticed that it became more focused and effective. I didn't have to repeat over and over the difficult passages of music or those areas where I felt insecure, because now I was learning how to manage and finish my fear of failing. Once I practiced those bars of music, I became relaxed but vigilant. After finishing the preparation, I was able to let go and let God accept the super sensuous joy of bringing the vibrations of God's elevated and transformative energy in front of a new audience, His own children. Once I learned the art of letting go on the unlimited stage, which is my life, I naturally but unknowingly learned to let go in the limited stage of my music performance also. How beautiful and fortunate! Gratitude flows to the perfect one, the supreme, the bodiless. My father, Shiv Baba. Because these miraculous results absolutely came from following the divine directions as a preparation for going on to the world drama stage every morning. Starting the day in solitude, in total silence, and absorbing God's supreme energy and power prepares me for observing and accepting the drama which is going to happen. Listening to divine knowledge is an essential part of my preparation before stepping onto the stage of this world drama. Then I am ready to go on that limited stage to perform as a hero actor and just let go and enjoy my fortunate part as a detached observer and as a loving participant. Once the early morning meditation and spiritual class allow me to put on my decorations of virtues and powers, then dressing up in the green room at the theater before the performance doesn't make me tensed and worried. Now people have started asking me, "Why do you always look so happy?" and "How can you maintain your sweetness?" I can tell you honestly, I was not constantly happy or sweet before starting this divine preparation. But now, After receiving so much love and power from the true unlimited source, all I need is to be with him. Why wouldn't I be content and happy? Now, I often hear people say words like sweet, divine, peaceful, godly, joyful after my performance. Believe me, before my transformation, it was just good, wonderful, nice, wow, etc. You know exactly where this change in adjectives comes from. People may not know who God is, but maybe they can feel something elevated and divine through the music and spiritual vibrations of his child. It is never us. God plays his divine music through us. We are instruments to reveal God's qualities. I am so fortunate that finally, I am able to use my training and the violin to be useful for God's task. I always remember that I am just an instrument to reveal him on this world drama stage. A beautiful article by Ayako Ikemaru.